visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show. And I forgot to say so long to our WWCR audience, but, you know, they can maybe come on over to RBN and continue to listen to the show that way. We're talking about the TSA. We're talking about the financial rape of the nation at the hands of the security industrial complex that keeps doing booga booga and scare to get us to pay for security we otherwise wouldn't need. And we keep finding out it doesn't work. I mean, at the very least, they're always selling us scanners to deal with the last threat. And the terrorists, who are actually, I think, salespeople for Michael Chertoff dressed up in disguise, are always coming up with something new, which just happens to be the threat that next year's scanners are prepared to deal with for $5 million a pop. And now we're seeing a story where the headline is U.S. response to massive decline in foreign travelers. Keep the crazy policies, but set up an ad campaign. It's linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Basically, this article admits that the TSA and the abusive treatment by the U.S. government of travelers at the airports has destroyed tourism in the United States of America. Now, I live in a state that is heavily dependent on tourism. I have a lot of friends who used to be in the tourist industry. A lot of them have had to leave the state. Been a couple of suicides. And we're hearing a lot of sirens now during the holiday season. You know, during the holiday season, people who don't have money, you know, the suicide rates actually go up. A little dark side of the holidays they don't want to mention on the corporate media. I'm sick and tired of seeing people who have played by the rules and lived their whole lives to build a business based on tourism suffering and losing everything they ever worked for so that Michael Chertoff can make a few more bucks selling these abusive machines in the airports. And they don't work. And if there were real terrorists, and instead of Chertoff's salesmen, like the Bandini bomber, if there were real terrorists, they'd just blow up the security gate. They're as expensive as the aircraft right now, and it achieves the same result. But we're not seeing it happen. They haven't caught any real terrorists. They just have these staged fakes to go on selling you all of this security. Now we're hearing from Los Alamos Laboratories. They have confirmed the research from MIT that the radiation from the terahertz scanners is destroying DNA. Because under constant bombardment of those radio waves, the molecule starts to vibrate, and the resonance starts is strong enough to break the molecular bonds. The claim by the U.S. government that these machines are safe to use is based on the theory that the energy in the radio waves by itself is not strong enough to break the molecular bonds. But the resonance is, and they never tested for the resonance. If you've never seen it, go out on YouTube and find a video for what is called Galloping Gertie. This was a suspension bridge built over the Tacoma Narrows before the idea of structural resonance was really fully understood. And the wind just tore this bridge apart. The same exact thing is happening to your DNA in these terahertz machines. And they're not shielded because nobody knew they needed to be shielded. And so if you are with the TSA and you're a gate screener and you're listening to my show so you can say nasty things about me, you're all walking dead, because we passengers may have to go through those machines once or twice per trip. You are standing there bathed in the radiation hour after hour after hour, day after day after day, week after week after week. And you're not shielded because they didn't know any better. And I know the government tells you these machines are safe, but the government said those shoe store fluoroscopes were safe back in the 1940s and 1950s. And then in the 1960s, all the shoe store salesmen started dying of cancer. And then they said, we're sorry. And we'll take them out of the shoe stores eventually. But Chucky's, we made a lot of money off of them, so it all worked out very well. And remember, this government doesn't care if you all fall over dead. Then they don't have to pay you Social Security benefits. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 harvest, $4 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, basically, we're talking about TSA, and we're talking about they're now admitting that all of this abusive treatment has destroyed tourism in the United States of America. It's just like, you know, at the time when interest rates are going up and taxes are going up, they're taking away our ability to actually pay for any of it, which strikes me as extraordinarily stupid management policy. And so what the point of this article that I was talking about is the U.S. government has said, yeah, we understand TSA is screwing up tourism, and we're not going to change the policies because that means we would have to admit that we were wrong in the first place. So they're going to basically mount a huge advertising campaign. They're going to take more of, they're going to take a lot more money, and they're going to start running ads saying, yeah, come to the United States. You know, we're really friendly here. We'll, you know, give you a nice intimate little grope as you come through the gate. And how are they going to pay for all this advertising? Well, they're going to raise fees for people coming to this country. So now, in addition to being abused and scanned and given cancer and having your genitalia groped by possibly diseased people who do not change their gloves between gropings, I might add, on top of that, you're now going to have to actually pay to get lied to about what a wonderful time you're having. And if that was not surreal enough, at Los Angeles International Airport, the TSA has formed their own Christmas choir, so that while you are standing there getting your crotch fondled by a total stranger, these people are going to be standing in front of you singing Christmas carols at you. sort of brings a whole new spin to Don We Now, our gay apparel. It's amazing. Now, speaking of gay apparel, I'm going to completely change topics on you. You say, am I really in the real world, or did I, like, die and this is heck? There's a video that is making the rounds on the internet. Yes, we do have it linked at whatreallyhappened.com. And it is a video of the Pope, Pope Benny the Rat, sitting on his throne in the Vatican, being entertained by a troupe of gay acrobats. And they're performing topless for him, and they're very sweet boys, and apparently their gig before the Vatican was the Barcelona Gay Festival or something along that line. And just watching the Pope's face as these guys are, like, doing their thing in front of him, and he's just sitting there going, you know, and it's just, they're not even bothering to hide it anymore. You know, we're getting into Pope Alexander VI territory here. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go out on your favorite search engine, like Startpage or whatever, and search for the phrase Ballet of the Chestnuts. And you'll find out that what Pope Benny is doing now isn't all that unusual. It's been going on it's the wildest party, you know. Alrighty. Now, interestingly enough, and speaking of religion and science and all the rest of that stuff, there have been all of a sudden a flurry of articles about scientific discoveries related to the size and shape of the universe, having to do with circles they're getting kind of weird. Last week they were talking about how there was evidence that there may have been a universe before the Big Bang, because of ripple structures or circular ring structures that somebody was finding in the statistical distribution of the sky that may have indicated that, yeah, there was something that preceded the Big Bang. Ooh, how amazing for that thing. Another one where they're basically talking about parallel universes to our own because of what is termed bruising in the outer layer of stars that we can see with our technology. And then finally, there was another story that came through today, a galaxy's cluster older than possible. And this was translated from a foreign article, but basically saying that Italian astronomers have identified. Italy and France working together, found a cluster of fully formed galaxies a vast distance from Earth, much further than the Big Bang says they should exist. And what is funny about all of these stories, all of them, contradict the theory of the Big Bang. And yet, these so-called scientists, who are apparently afraid of the wrath of God, or at least the wrath of their funding bodies, refuse to take the next logical step. If you have evidence of something that happened before the Big Bang, then maybe the Big Bang didn't happen, since the theory of the Big Bang is it came from nothing. Maybe these parallel universes are not parallel, but are simply a continuation of the universe past the range of what our technology can presently perceive. And this thing about the galaxy's cluster being way out there at the beginning of the universe tells us that the Big Bang did not happen where and when the religious nuts say it did. For a very simple and fundamental reason. If we are seeing this cluster of galaxies out there 10 billion light years distant, we are seeing them where they were and how they were 10 billion years ago. The farthest galaxy that has been seen in the sky so far, I believe, is out there at 14 billion light years. And it's estimated that we're seeing it as it existed 700 million years after the Big Bang. But there's a problem, because we're seeing it where it was 700 million years after the Big Bang, 14 billion light years distance, which means to get from here to there, it had to travel at 20 times the speed of light, which we know cannot happen. Frankly, the theory of the Big Bang should have been thrown out as soon as Einstein's general theory of relativity came along and proved that the Big Bang could not emerge from its own event horizon, could not differentiate, could not produce atomic particles, would remain a singularity. And it is rather amazing to see this complex cosmology, which is on the same ethical and moral level as the theory of epicycles, where they're trying to reconcile what they're seeing in the sky with this church-supported mythology about a moment of creation. And they're getting deeper and deeper in there. And it is nonsense. And somebody has to have the courage to stand up and say, the theory of the Big Bang is not science. It is religion masquerading as science. Just like we need people of courage to stand up and say, this theory of human-caused global warming is not science. It is politics masquerading as science. If we're ever going to move our civilization forward, we need to get away from politics and religion and belief, and we need to get back to science and rationality, the age of reason. We need a new age of reason. Along with our economy, just looking at our educational system and our preference for belief over science, we're descending into a new dark age. We can't do what we used to do. We can't build, you know, spacecraft like we used to. We're having to hitch rides with the Russians now. No more supersonic transportation. Our infrastructure is crumbling. We're slipping into a new dark ages. We're going back to a world ruled by fear and myth and legend and lit only by fire and ruled by terror of child molesters in funny robes carrying torches. So, now, speaking of global warming, which obviously we are seeing is not happening. There's an amazing photo, a couple of amazing photos. It's linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. There's a video with it. The headline is Lighthouse Transformed into Fairy Castle After Being Encased in Sparkling Ice. It is the most amazing picture. It is a lighthouse, and it is encased in like feet of ice that has just, as the ocean spray has flown up there, it's frozen immediately and just aggregated onto the outside of this lighthouse. I would be very surprised, given that ice expands as it freezes, I would be very surprised that when this ice casing actually melts, if we didn't see a tremendous amount of damage to the lighthouse. And those are built very sturdy for the obvious reasons here. But the global warming cultists are out there. I mean, they're looking at all this stuff. Scotland is braced for 3 feet of snow in a single storm, hundreds of new cold and snow records set in the United States of America, and the global warming cultists are still out there screaming, no, 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 global warming causes cold. Global warming, believe what we tell you. Would St. Al of the Gore lie to you? And of course, yeah, of course he's going to. Meanwhile, somebody leaked a memo from Fox News, which basically said that Fox News now wants to sort of show both sides of the global warming and cooling story. Obviously going on saying that, you know, this is the hottest year on record as we head into yet another major harsh winter. The media understands their credibility is on the line. They can't keep pushing this. So the Fox News sent out a memo saying we got to report both sides of the story. And the global warming cultists, the carbon Nazis, are screaming saying, see, Fox is trying to cover it up. And it's all knee-jerk reaction. Because there's a lot of money involved in global warming, and of course, they've recruited a legion of fanatics who are incapable of ever admitting they were wrong, and they were made fools of by Al Gore and his carbon tax mafia, if you will. Now, meanwhile, over in Great Britain, they are now warning all of the British people who are still, you know, reeling over this school funding, you know, tuition tripling. And they're now saying that energy prices are going to double, because they need the money to fight global warming. And the British people are standing up to their eyeballs in snow saying, what are you talking about? And yet the government is saying, yeah, we got to go ahead. We got to put a carbon tax on fuel costs. We've got to control this global warming thing. It's all about money. It's all about control. They don't care if you freeze to death. They don't have to pay you retirement benefits if you all die off early and soon. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, a little bit more about global warming, and then got to talk about Israel. Boy, today, their true character is on display.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I was just looking at the corporate media feed during the break there, and the headlines they're running is Aretha Franklin is home from the hospital and a time-lapse video of the White House Christmas tree being decorated. Ooh, that's really important crap, isn't it? All right, meanwhile, back here in the real world, as I mentioned several times over the last couple of weeks, the real danger that we face from this harsh winter is that cities, counties, indeed states and entire nations are not prepared for it because they have been just completely deluged with this constant media propaganda that the world is getting warmer. And, oh, we've got to deal with the warming world, and we've got to spend money to fight carbon dioxide. Well, that money has to come from someplace else. And so they don't buy quite as many snowplows. They don't repair the ones they've got. They don't buy as much of the chemicals to keep the roads free of ice and snow. They don't buy fuel oil for heating centers. For the homeless people, we've already had, you know, more than 30 homeless people freeze to death in Santa Barbara, California, and all across Europe. It's happening. Now we are getting official word from the Swedish National Railroad that they were unprepared to deal with the winter weather that just swept through Sweden because they had based all of their decisions on material purchases on the idea that it was going to be a warmer winter. Remember back in 2000, Hadley's Climate Research Unit which is the institution at the heart of the ClimateGate email and software scandal. They were saying snow was a thing of the past. And governments were listening to them because, after all, this is the University of East Anglia, and this is the United Nations IPCC, and all these other, you know, well-respected, authoritative institutions, including NOAA and NASA, were saying the world is getting warmer. And so all of these governments, corporations, communities who listened, they're in trouble. And now we're starting to hear it. You know, the Swedish national rail operator saying, we weren't ready. We weren't expecting this. We were told it was going to be warmer. That's what you get for not reading whatreallyhappened.com and listening to our radio show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Israel. Because if ever you wondered about their national character, wonder no more. There have been a whole series of stories that just absolutely show you what Israel is really like. And it's just amazing. Yesterday we reported on the fact that during the recent fire in the Carmel area, Palestinian firefighters set aside political differences and they volunteered to go fight the fire. And they went and they did a very good job. So when an Arab member of the Knesset wanted to hold a ceremony to recognize their contribution to putting out the fire, the firefighters were blocked by Israel from coming back in to be thanked for having helped fight the fire. Israel said, well, you know, thank you for fighting the fire, but you got to go back on your side of the wall now. That's where you belong. That's where your kind go. Horrible slap in the face. Israel's trying to back up from that, saying, now, it's a technical error. Really, it was just a technical error. They still can't come in here, but it was only a technical error why they were on the do not allow in list, even though they'd helped save, you know, help put out the fire there. Now, one of the other countries that set aside political differences to come help Israel deal with the Carmel fire, because Israel has spent all of their money on weapons and not enough on fire trucks, was Turkey. Turkey said, okay, we've got some differences. We're going to put those down. And they sent in firefighting aircraft and personnel and equipment to help deal with the fire. It was a major fire. And for a nation that is about the size of New Jersey, that's a big problem. And while that was all happening, Israel said, okay, we're going to apologize for attacking the aid flotilla and killing those 8 Turkish citizens and 1 American last May. Actually, they didn't say they were going to apologize for the American, because nobody here in the United States government will hold them to account for that. Now that the Carmel fire is out, Netanyahu has come out and said, we never said we were going to apologize, and we never said we were going to pay compensation. You know, we don't know where that came from. We didn't, sir. They basically broke the promise. And to add insult to injury, an Israeli member of the Knesset in the Likud party, Dani Danon, sent a letter to the Turkish Prime Minister, Erdogan, saying not only that Israel was not apologetic or regretful for attacking the aid flotilla in international waters, but that he thought the Israeli soldiers should have killed everybody on board. Just completely wiped them out. So if you are wondering what the national character of Israel is, wonder no more. Their character is on display for the world to see. No gratitude for favors received, no remorse for crimes committed. And once you understand that, you understand Israel. 4 times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program from the American taxpayer to Israel, they still, to this date, do not act grateful for any of that support. They don't even act grateful for all the Americans who died stopping Hitler from completing his final solution. Their attitude is always, what are you doing for us this week? They still want that second batch of F-35s, even though they're continuing the construction in the West Bank. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 harvest. $4 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're wrapping up here discussing Israel. Now, you probably heard over the last couple of days that the Prime Minister of Kosovo has been caught up in a scandal involving black market organ trading. And this has been a scandal that's been growing for quite some time all around the world. They busted that rabbi in New York who was black market organ trafficking for transplants. And it's a very scummy business. It's not regulated. In many cases, the people who were talked into donating the organs got stiffed on the money they were promised. You know, they'd wake up missing a kidney and they'd say, here's the airfare back home, take it or leave it. And they got stiffed on that. Well, inevitably, sadly, it turns out that this Prime Minister of Kosovo was harvesting organs, and apparently Israel is involved in this organ trade again. Now, this is skirting about as close to cannibalism as you can get in our modern society, where you chop pieces out of other people for money, and you take them back and you plug them into the people that you feel really good about. And there have been allegations for years that Israeli troops were killing Palestinians in order that the doctors could harvest organs. This has been quite a few allegations along that line. And nobody will investigate. UN won't investigate. Well, now it's in Kosovo. This thing may blow up. Now, meanwhile, as you probably remember, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen 3 countries in South America and France and now potentially the entire European Union recognized the state of Palestine with its 1967 borders. And the reason they did this basically came out of that last failure where Barack Obama said to Israel, if you will stop construction of new settlements in the occupied territories, which is illegal to begin with, we will give you 20 brand new taxpayer-funded F-35 warplanes to go out and kill people with. And Israel basically said, no, we're not going to go for that. And the U.S. government said, all right, we'll give up asking the thing about the settlement. And Israel still wants the warplanes, by the way. And it sent a clear message. The United States is not a broker of Mideast peace. It's there to enforce Israel's will. And these other countries have all started recognizing Palestine. Now remember, Israel came into existence when a single nation, the United States, recognized it. Now we have four nations and possibly the European Union recognizing the state of Palestine with its 1967 borders. And the U.S. government is, they're having a hissy fit. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a motion saying nobody should recognize an independent Palestinian state. The Palestinians should stop arguing for a state. And the United States will only recognize Palestine when Israel says Palestine can exist. And yeah, do you think that's ever going to happen? Israel came into existence the way it did because Israel, right from the beginning, refused to recognize a Palestinian state. The United Nations had a partition plan. There's a state of Israel and there's a state of Palestine. And Israel said, we absolutely will not go along with that. And so Israel walks out and says, David Ben-Gurion walks out and says, I declare Israel to be in existence and there's no such thing as Palestine. And that sentiment has been repeated by Israeli leaders like Golda Meir, who have taken the position, there's no such thing as Palestine and there's no such thing as Palestinians. This was a land without a people for a people without a land, which is nonsense. There are photos and maps clearly showing Palestine has been there all along. Israel wants a right to exist, which is reasonable, but at the same time, they refuse to Palestine a right for them to exist, and it's their land. And that has been the source of 60 years of Mideast turmoil and war and death and war crimes. And the rest of the world has had it waiting for the United States to accomplish something. America has had more than enough turns at bat. They have accomplished nothing. The rest of the world is saying, screw the United States. Obviously, they're completely compromised by Israel. They will never do anything. It is time for the rest of the world to take action against Israel's aggression and occupation, racism, and apartheid. So good on the rest of the world and bad on the U.S. House of Representatives for once again proving the wisdom of the expression that no government can serve two masters, and a government that serves Israel cannot serve the American people. One more note before we move off of this topic. If, in point of fact, U.S. policy is opposed to a Palestinian state, then all of these negotiations and Camp David this and Oslo that was just a show by the U.S. government to the American people to say, see, we need to give on giving Israel all of your money because we're working toward a Mideast peace and a two-state solution. Now we find out it was never going to happen. The official U.S. policy is that Palestine will not come into existence until Israel agrees to it. Israel's never going to agree to it. Israel wants all the land for themselves. There's no amount of money the U.S. can give Israel that will ever change their mind. They take the money, spend it, and show no gratitude whatsoever. Then they turn around and they attack U.S. flagged ships in international waters, kidnap American citizens, gun one of them down in cold blood, and our government does nothing about it. The rest of the world understands the U.S. government is completely under the control of Israel. They're not ready to, they're not willing to wait for the United States. It's a marker. It's a sign of America's loss of prestige and moral authority in the world when the rest of the world is saying they can't do anything. The U.S. government is completely impotent regarding anything having to do with Israel. Israel's nuclear weapons, Israel's refusal to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Israel's rejection of inspections, Israel's continued defiance of the United Nations. The U.S. can do nothing about it. Well, if they can't handle a country the size of New Jersey, then the United States is not a threat or an influence over anybody else. The United States has no credibility as a world leader if they cannot influence Israel. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, there's a growing tendency. The FBI is apparently going around interviewing any Americans who've been to Palestine, even as tourists, even as educational trips. Apparently, the concern is that there are too many people in the United States who actually know what is going on in Palestine, exactly have seen what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. And the FBI is worried about that because, my gosh, they're talking to other Americans about exactly what is being done with all the weapons that our tax dollars are buying for Israel. And it doesn't look good. And people are coming back and saying, there's a good reason everybody in the Middle East hates the United States of America. We are supplying Israel with all the weapons they're using against Lebanon, Syria, the Palestinians, Gaza. Anytime Israel murders somebody, the shrapnel says, made in the United States of America. That's the reason they hate us, not because we're free, and we're not free. If we were free, we could say, no more money for Israel until they start acting like a civilized nation. Just amazing stuff here. All righty. Let me take a breath and calm down here. Now, again, getting back to the situation about corporations taking shortcuts, and more to the point, the failure or the refusal of the United States government to actually concern itself with the health and safety of the American people. There is a drug out there called Chantix, and it's a pill that is designed to help people quit smoking because it suppresses the effects of nicotine on the brain. Now, cigarettes are terribly addictive. They're more addictive than opium, especially the cheaper bulk brands of cigarettes are grown with mineral fertilizers that include polonium, which is a beta particle emitter. That's the reason cigarettes cause cancer. Technically, ironically, the cigarette companies are kind of telling the truth when they say tobacco does not cause cancer. It isn't the tobacco. It's the fertilizer the tobacco is grown in. As long as it's outside the body, it's pretty much harmless, although you don't want to tape it to your forehead. But once you breathe that smoke in, the polonium gets in your lungs and it never goes away. And you sit there getting irradiated. So anyway, this Chantix came out, was FDA approved and basically put out there, and all of a sudden they're having people undergoing hallucinations, suicides, psychiatric problems, all caused by this pill. And the FDA is trying to say, oh, well, we relied on the company to tell us whether it was bad or not. And the company's saying, oh, no, that's the FDA's job. And they're pointing the fingers at each other. And it's a reminder that the pharmaceutical companies are out there just selling any new thing that they can sell that'll make money. And they put the little disclaimers at the end of the commercials that say, if you use this pill, your nose may drop off. And if it does, it's your fault because we're warning you about it. And again, it's a failure by the federal government, which exerts authority over all of our lives on the theory that they're going to keep us safe, and we find out they're not doing it. The FDA dropped the ball on Chantix, just like the SEC dropped the ball on Bernie Madoff, just like MMS dropped the ball on Gulf Drilling, just like the FAA dropped the ball on the Boeing 737 NGs. Failure after failure after failure after failure, because these federal government agencies are subordinate to politicians who are accepting money from the pharmaceutical industry, from the aviation industry, from the oil companies. Barack Obama received record-setting funding from British Petroleum. That's why instead of dealing with the Gulf oil disaster in a reasonable manner, he simply said on July 15th, it's gone, magically disappeared, not an issue for the upcoming election. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Frank in Minnesota. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Is Frank there? Okay, Frank. Well, we're sorry. Going once, going twice, and we're going to go back to
Hello?
The show.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I very much apologize about the delay. Well, what's on my mind is my brother-in-law, he speaks Hebrew, and from time to time he watches Shalom TV from, like, Comcast On Demand, and sometimes with his satellite, he tunes into Israeli television shows, you know, from Tel Aviv and stuff. And he watched a very interesting show. I think he said it was on Channel 13, and an academic came on from Israel, and he basically told the audience that they'll never have to worry about a resurgence of white nationalism or even Nazism for that matter, because, well, for example, in Europe and in America specifically, they've convinced the populations to race mix so much to the extent to where he says that in a couple generations there won't be any white minorities to oppose this thing. So he said it's only a matter of time before they just die out.
I don't know. I got to be very honest. I think the only reason anybody ever talks about the Nazis anymore is to try and raise funding, you know, for Jewish organizations. Because, I mean, let's face it, the Nazis lost the war. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to emulate being the Nazis. It's like when you were a little kid and you played cowboys and Indians. You want to be the cowboy. You don't want to be the Indian. Or you play mm-hmm. cops and robber. You want to be the cops. You don't want to be the robber. Nobody wants mm-hmm. to be the Nazis. They lost. Okay? And the only people waving Nazis around and spraying swastikas on the wall are people trying to do so for political gain, like that girl at Claremont College that they caught spraying swastikas on her own car and so forth and so on. It's all hoaxes and stuff, and it's all propaganda. This idea, I think the reason why Israeli TV is obsessed with race is because they're still operating from the principle that they have to keep their race pure and mongrelize everybody else. And if you look at like these 50 rabbis who got together and said, you're not allowed to rent to Arabs and we'll report you for renting to Arabs, and they're standing up and saying, yeah, we're going to be nationalist. We can be nationalist because that's good for Israel, but nobody else is allowed to be nationalist.
Well, can I tell you what I do about this, if you don't mind my interjection here?
Real quick.
See, what I do is I follow principally, and I think your listeners should watch these, IamTheWitness.com and AmericanUSSR.com and even Resist.com, and I collect names of Zionists and Jews in my community. Go out.
Well, that's kind of, I'm sorry. Thank you. We're going to let you go here. This is getting into an area where I don't want to go, because individual people, are not the problem. We're dealing with governments. Okay? The American people oppose and are therefore not liable for the crimes of the Central Intelligence Agency. The world's Jews generally oppose and are therefore not responsible for the crimes of the Knesset and the Mossad. The world's Muslims, by the same logic, are not responsible for the crimes of Al-Qaeda, whoever Al-Qaeda actually turns out to be, and most of them seem to be fakes. So we need to keep this in the realm of this is purely political, and it's purely the criminal actions of various individuals within the governments. And I don't want to get into a situation of saying, Jews are bad or Muslims are bad or Americans are bad or whites are bad or blacks are bad. That's nonsense. For one thing, it's out of date. It's like 50, 60 years old. You know, we've grown past that, I would hope. So, all right, moving right along here and getting to the end of the segment here. A little goof over in the Colorado Sheriff's Office. They had this little database with all the confidential informants for the drug investigations. And it got let out publicly. And they're aware that somebody did download the whole thing. And so right now I'm sure there's a lot of confidential drug informants who are leaving the state in a complete and total panic. And it's a major, major goof. Or somebody within the sheriff's office accepted a chunk of cash to sabotage drug interdiction efforts, which we know happens. If you go back and you look at the Iran-Contra cocaine running operation out of Arkansas that led to the Iran-Contra scandal, and you see how much pressure was brought to bear by Central Intelligence Agency on local law enforcement, and you will find out that that is how these games get played, that any time anybody was getting close to a protected drug source, the investigation got wrecked. One of the reasons the FBI discovered the Israel's spy ring before 9/11 was that investigations into ecstasy smuggling, which is primarily an Israeli criminal operation, those smugglers were getting all sorts of inside information from police communications. So that's how these games get played here. And I'm not ready to say that this was a goof and an accident. I think it may have been an act of sabotage. All righty, let's see. We're going to go back to the phones. Gloria in New York. Aloha, Gloria. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'm calling about the subject about Israel, and I definitely and completely understood the obnoxious feeling that many other people feel about the way they react, if it's on the Knesset or this arrogant approach to everything, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. And in to some degree, it will have to be hand, you know. And to the long run, they bring no service to himself and to the Jewish and other Israeli. They make us a bad service, you know.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All Israel needs to do is grant to other countries what it demands for itself, a right to exist, draw the borders, and let's get into commerce, and let's find the ways of peace and do business with each other and make money and have a comfortable life. Why is that so difficult? Gloria, I'm sorry, we got to take a commercial break. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our show today here. And I'm going to end on kind of a low-key note here. I'm going to talk a couple of entertainment stories. First of all, we're just getting word that Blake Edwards has passed away, very famous director. And I got a chance to actually work with him once on the Son of Pink Panther film, which I think was one of his last ones, if not his last one. And I didn't like all of his movies. In my mind, you know, it's kind of funny. I'm looking at all these things that are talking about Breakfast at Tiffany's and 10 and Victor Victoria, and they were all fun. But they're missing what, to my mind, was his greatest film, which was The Great Race. And I just thought it was an absolutely amazing film. It's one of my all-time favorite films. And, you know, he's 88. He had a great run and everything, but it's still sad that he's going. Meanwhile, apparently, Disney's new film, Tron Legacy, is about to open. It's already been shown in sneak previews. It's in 3D. It's in IMAX, which means it was hideously expensive to produce, because you have to do the computer rendering in this ultra-high resolution for IMAX. You have to do it twice because it's in 3D. Apparently, they spent $170 million on it. And under the rule of thumb, when you spend $170 million on a movie, you have to basically bring back 2.5 times that at the box office to break even. I don't think they're going to do it. The reviews, the early reviews are terrible. In fact, the one that was over at Salon, I think the review was more entertaining than the movies. I haven't seen the new one. I probably will go to see it, even despite the horrific reviews it's already getting. I did actually work on the first one 28 years ago. My goodness, I am really that old. And that one was a turkey, and it was a stinker, and they blamed it on the cost of the computer animation back then, which was horrendous. But it was a terrible script. It was a terrible, lame, infantile script. They're trying to reprise it, and it, I don't know that it even really fits the modern day, perception of the world of computers. It really is an attempt to revive that neon glow look, which typified so much of what came out of, I was working at Robert Abel and Associates at the time, which at the time was a pioneering, groundbreaking, computer animation visual effects company. All right, we got time to take one more call. Jack Rabbit in Virginia. Aloha, Jack Rabbit. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, two things. Number one, I wanted to thank you for being such an incredible supporter of small-time nobody bloggers like myself. And I cannot.
I'm a small-time nobody blogger myself. We got to stick together.
Well, you're not as small-time as me. Without you, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't exist.
Thank you. And I'm glad you're here, because that they're not going to shoot at me as much.
Well, that's fine. And I'm they can come on over. We're ready for them. Hey, Mike, you know about the airport scanners? I worked for two very large companies, one a German outfit and one United States outfit, as a factory engineer. I worked on X-ray, CT, MRI equipment, any type of medical imaging equipment that you can think of, in large university environments. And I mean every single big hospital that anyone can mention in the D.C., Baltimore.
30 seconds.
Coast. Yes, sir. The airport scanners are absolutely horrifically corrupt, and they're poisoning people badly. I should have called earlier to elaborate.
Yeah, if they tried to put those in hospitals, the FDA would block them because they're not known. We got to go. Talk to you tomorrow, Friday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Republic Broadcasting. Aloha, America.
It's true.